Remember those Iowa caucuses we talked about for about a year that finally took place last week? Ted Cruz won on the Republican side, and that victory has many questioning the viability of an Iowa industry that's long held sway over the presidential candidates. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters has more.
That industry is ethanol, the corn-based fuel. Iowa is the top producer of it in the country, and the industry spent millions of dollars against Ted Cruz. That's because he did not support a federal requirement to blend ethanol into the nation's gasoline supply.
Senator Cruz is fighting in Congress to end the renewable fuel standard, hurting farmers and costing thousands of Iowans their jobs.
Cruz's chief rival in the caucuses was Donald Trump. Ethanol gave him plenty of ammunition against Cruz during his campaign stops here.
So the oil people are funding him, and they don't want ethanol. Your ethanol business, if Ted Cruz gets in, will be wiped out within 6 months to a year. It's going to be gone.
Cruz told Iowa Public Radio late last year he favors getting rid of all energy subsidies and mandates.
But I don't think we should have Washington picking winners and losers. That when you have politicians putting in place a mandate, what it ends up doing is empowering those politicians. And so I believe we should phase out the ethanol mandate, and I've introduced legislation to do that.
The only winner that's been chosen is oil, and they've been chosen for 100 years because they're getting all kinds of subsidies.
That's Iowa's Republican Governor Terry Branstad. He did not endorse a candidate, but he lobbied against Ted Cruz.
Unless he changes his position on renewable energy, I don't think he has much of a chance to win here in a general election.
In fact, Branstad's son, Eric, works for the ethanol trade group that was running ads against Cruz. In the end, only Cruz and Rand Paul got bad ratings from the group. The other candidates supported the ethanol mandate. Monty Shaw is the director of the Iowa Renewable Fuel Association.
Did we think that Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, Lindsey Graham, and Donald Trump were all going to take a pro-RFS position? If you would have I would have said never in my wildest dreams a year ago did I think we could get 12 out of the 14.
Despite Cruz's victory in Iowa, most presidential candidates still don't want to take on ethanol, says Tim Chung. He's an analyst with Clearview Energy Partners.
The top 10 corn-producing states in the country were responsible for about 100 electoral votes, or more than one-third of the votes that you need to take the White House. So in that context, we don't think that its position across the board and in Iowa has really changed just because of Monday.
Meanwhile, Cruz missed an opportunity earlier this week to vote against subsidies for oil. He was campaigning in New Hampshire. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.